So part of self-care is to be aware of your own personal vulnerabilities. For example, if you come from a background where you may have experienced some trauma, whether that's trauma in your childhood or your adult life, that can make you vulnerable if you're working with individuals who report their own traumatic experiences. So, for example, if you yourself have experienced physical or sexual abuse, then if you have clients who come in and are talking about their experiences, that can be very draining, and it can be hard to hear those stories over and over again. And being aware of the fact that that secondary traumatization that you experience by hearing those stories can increase your risk for compassion fatigue and burnout. One way to manage that is, first of all, of course, being aware of it, and then trying to achieve a balance in your life by paying attention to different domains in your life as part of your self-care strategies.